This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
Well, it's Freestyle Friday, and I am Glenn the Geek from Ocala, Florida.
And I am Coach Jen from Studio B in Ocala, Florida. And you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for February 7th, episode 845. This episode is brought to you today by Kentucky Performance Products. Good morning, Horse World.
Guess what day it is today? Sunday. No, it's Friday.
I can't believe it. I just don't believe it.
What's going to happen?
Something wonderful.
Thank God it's...
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Thank God it's...
Well, good morning, everybody. Thank you for joining us here at Horses in the Morning. We appreciate you being here on this Friday morning. It's freezing cold in the center part of the country. Our listeners in Ohio are wondering when this is ever going to end. I noticed a lot of minuses up there this morning. We were, Jamie took the day off today and wanted to get away from the farm, so I think they were going to take a little trip, her and Chad. Her horse was lame, if you heard her talking about it on Wednesday, but apparently it wasn't anything too critical, so she'll be back in action here in another couple weeks. But she wasn't able to go to her show, so she thought they would get away from the farm. When you're a mom and have a kid and can't leave the house too often, I think that's important. So we said that would be fine. We
had Wendy, I think.
Yeah. We had Wendy scheduled to fill in today, but we talked to her this morning, and she was in the midst of being sick and had a coughing fit. So, unfortunately, we weren't able to get somebody at the last minute here. We appreciate Wendy giving it a try, but we just didn't let her come on the air. You wouldn't have wanted to hear it.
So everybody's stuck with me. Sorry, y'all.
So we're stuck with Jennifer. And me.
And I do have infectious disease protocols in place because it seems like everybody's sick. And nobody's allowed into my studio. I have disinfected my microphone with Clorox bleach. I am prepared.
Yeah, we had company all week. My brother came in from Connecticut, and we went down with him yesterday to Animal Kingdom at Disney, and I must have washed my hands 100 times. Because every time you come home from Disney, one of us seems to get sick. So I did wash my hands a lot yesterday. It was fun yesterday. We got to go to Animal Kingdom. We've been there a number of times, but because you live in Florida, you have season passes. They're much cheaper down here. But we got to see some animals and more activity than we've seen in a long time. It was a little bit chilly. It was in the 60s. It was threatening rain all day. It was cloudy, and the animals were out and about. We definitely saw more than we usually do.
Yeah, they were some of the little tiny monkeys especially. They seemed to be... Whenever the weather's hot, they just sit there and hide somewhere in the shade. But they were all out zipping around and grabbing food out of the different containers that the caretakers give them. They try to enrich their pens as much as they can, and they put all kinds of different strange containers out to put their food in, so they have to figure out how to open them. And the one monkey thing that has the big towers on it, those ones must be particularly challenging because every time we go out there, they have some different thing hanging from their play ropes to get their food out of. And this time they had hung up about a dozen different green pickle buckets, the famous pickle bucket, the 5-gallon bucket that you used to get from McDonald's that used to have pickles in it. Well, they had these hanging all over the place, and they put toys inside of them and food inside of them and give the guys something to do. And one of the younger monkeys had gone over there and was sitting inside of it. Very funny.
Yeah, they're fun to watch. And then we got to see the white rhinos. So there were six white rhinos out. I didn't even
six
know they
of,
had that
yeah.
many white rhinos.
And,
yeah.
you know, I never noticed it before until this time when we went out because of where the animals were hanging out, because it's free roaming. They don't have cages, so to speak. They're kind of just all over the place. But the lion enclosure, obviously the lions are separated from potential lion lunch, but you can't see where those separations are. They make it look natural. And the lions are hanging up on top of their rock, which is where they usually are. But they were overlooking part of the savanna where the potential lion lunch hangs out, and this time it was a bunch of zebras. And it must really, really suck when you're a lion and you're laying there on the rock all day long staring at that zebra.
I know. Can't do anything about it.
In there staring at your lunch. And the zebra was just going, ha, 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 ha. Somebody's nose at that lion.
Yeah, they looked pretty comfortable. All the zebras were out there sleeping yesterday. It was fun. We had a good day. It was a good day over at Jennifer and I always get there at the beginning of the day so we can ride the roller coaster about 12 times. And they have one of the best roller coasters there. Mount Everest is a lot of fun. We had a good time.
So Glenn sounds a little hoarse today. That's why.
And then, you know, we get home and I see a picture, my first time seeing a picture of the cart that we ordered from Fry Carriage Company for PT Scooter. I get to see the cart picture for the first time and the bizarre colors that we ordered. It's very... You know, I wanted it to look like a circus cart because that kind of fits my personality. Well, we got that accomplished.
It does. It's awesome. I love it.
So far, the responses have been pretty good. People are seeming to like the colors. I can't wait to see it put together. It should ship. Probably should ship today, I would think. So it looks like everything's there. They just got to put it all together, get it crated up, and ship it out. So we're looking forward to that. Hopefully coming
we'll
in the next week.
We'll see how the weather,
so.
it could take a month to get here, depending on how many storms there are between here and there.
Yes, it definitely could. And what we got coming up on today's show a little bit later, we have Dale Simonton from Horse Creek Thoroughbreds. He'll be stopping by with his usual visit to talk about, what's he talking about today? Socializing thoroughbreds.
Right. How you take a horse off the racetrack, and how you get him to become comfortable, safe, and happy in a herd environment after living the vast majority of his life in relative by himself. You know, just they're turned out when they are turned out by themselves. They live in stalls by themselves. So he's going to talk about how accomplishes that successfully.
We had a few that were unsuccessful when we got church in America.
Yeah, yeah.
I remember a few of those. And we got some other things planned for you today. We have some of the funny names from the Triple Crown contenders. And also, I found a great list on a website called angelfire.com all about it's the You Know You're a Horse Person When list. And we've spent a long time since we did these, and there were some new ones on the list, so I thought we'd go over some of those, as well as really bad ads later on in the show.
Woo-hoo,
so we have all of that coming up on and whatever else happens, because it's Freestyle Friday. If you want to give us a call and chat this morning, you can at 347-637-3238. My Daily Winnie goes out to Ashley Noble, who was kind enough to post, our listener was kind enough to post on our Facebook page at Horses in the Morning. She said, thanks, Horses in the Morning, and Horse Grooming Solutions for my really bad ad prize of a wonderful tote filled with grooming supplies. They will certainly be much used and appreciated this show season, and she took a nice picture of it. She got some serious booty there. She got a whole lot of stuff.
That's cool, yeah.
I mean, she got the moisturizer, she got the horse wash, she got the hoof dressing, the old-timers hoof dressing, the detangler, she got the grooming mitt, she got the bag. I mean, she scored on that one.
Yeah,
she really
big
did.
Time. She can go out and there and have that horse wash in 45 seconds flat now.
Yes, and if it ever gets warm enough to wash, I don't know where Ashley's located. But you know what? If we do appreciate it when you take pictures and post them of the winnings that when you get them, and if you could do the same on the website for Horse Grooming Solutions, I'm sure they saw that. That would be great because they really do appreciate thank yous, especially because they donate these prizes, and we appreciate them doing that as well. Do you have a daily winning?
I do. My Daily Weenie goes out to a very special horse husband who last night stepped up to the plate when his cute little pony, P.T. Scooter, was walking around the shed row on his hind legs, turning down the opportunity even when I offered to let him walk Beaker, who was very politely using all four hooves to walk. And he walked his crazy, nutty, whacked-out pony around the shed row for 15 minutes because the pony was cold. Good job, Glenn.
Our spoiled ponies, we get home last night, it had poured. I mean, it probably inches worth of rain while we were gone in Ocala here, and the temperatures got down to the 40s, so it was pretty chilly, and they're half-shaved, so we hadn't put a blanket on them because they really didn't need one when we left, and it was supposed to be a nice day.
No.
Yeah, and we weren't really supposed to get inches of rain as we've been getting every day here in Florida. So we get home and bring them in, and they're cold, and they're shaking, and Jennifer's like, well, we got to walk him around. Well, he didn't really want to walk around. He wanted to eat. So he was having a little bit of a meltdown, and, you know, it's not as intimidating when a 12-and-a-half hand pony has a meltdown as it is when a 17-hand horse has a meltdown.
If he was a baby, he'd have been screaming and throwing himself on the floor and holding his breath. Yeah.
Yeah,
it
was definitely a temper tantrum. It was mad.
Yeah,
I'm cold, you didn't bring me in, and I missed my dinner. So once we fed him, then he was fine. But he wanted to eat.
And he, of course, had to do the roll. He had to do the roll.
He has this thing, and I know we've mentioned this before, but he did it to me again yesterday. He has this thing when he wants to roll, he just doesn't give you any warning. He just goes down. And I was bringing him from one paddock to another, and there's a spot with a lot of sand right at the gate. And I'm just walking along, and I wasn't particularly paying attention to him. He was behind me, and all of a sudden, I couldn't pull him anymore. And there he is, rolling on the ground. He just goes down with a thud and rolls. That's it.
Yep.
I'm rolling. And, I hope he doesn't do that with his new harness when it gets here, because that'd be bad.
He did it in the barn aisle last night. You're trying to walk him. It's like, nope, right now. Going to roll in the aisle. Really?
Right in the aisle. Now, fortunately, we have a sand aisle, but I was worried about him getting stuck, and he just, when he wants to roll, you can't stop him either. He just goes down. You have no time to try and stop him. He just gets it in his head, and that's what he does. So, as I said, I just hope he doesn't do it with the harness on or with the cart attached. That'd be bad. So, Jennifer, yesterday, I said, this fancy new cart, we'll see how long it stays in one piece after I finally get the pony in it. It should be interesting. You know, what's
we're
going to
be testing all those little bits of breakaway parts.
I said, what's a new vehicle without a dent, right? They all have to have a dent.
Right. You always have to have a dent. Absolutely.
Well, the new Triple Crown contenders have been announced. There's 400 and some of them. These are just the ones who are in contention. The lists obviously will get whittled down as we go along over the next couple of months, but these are the ones that are in contention. And thanks to Horse Nation for this idea. They picked out some of the names that they thought were bizarre of the 2014 crop of hopefuls for the Triple Crown. And some of them I thought were fun, too, so I wanted to go through some of them here. The first one I thought was odd because it's something you really don't want your horse to do, and I'm thinking that the person who named this horse didn't know anything about horses and didn't know this is something that's very bad for them. But the horse's name is All Tied Up. And isn't being tied up a bad thing for horses?
Yeah.
I thought it was. So
yeah,
maybe that wasn't such. And you know how we always said, you know, we have this theory on horses in the morning, Jamie and Jennifer and I, that your horse's name reflects how they're actually going to end up. You know, we've kind of determined that now. So if you name your horse Stupid Jerk, your horse is going to be a stupid jerk. So All Tied Up, not such a good name for a horse. Anchor Down, again. Name reflecting what the horse is going to be like, and you really don't want a horse that's racing that has its anchor down. So, not so good either. This one, for all of the Big Bang fans out there, Big Bazinga. And everybody who watches Big Bang knows what Big Bazinga means. So, Big Bazinga, obviously a fan of Big Bang.
Well, what I'm thinking with the Big Bazinga, they bought that horse at the yearling sales for some uncomfortably large amount of money, probably including at least one comma, perhaps two. And the Big Bazinga is he'll turn out to be a giant dud.
That's happens to most of them.
Yep.
And then the next one was Big Sugar Soda. Big Sugar Soda.
Maybe is that a New York bread?
Yeah, I checked to see if it was owned by Bloomberg, and it wasn't. So I did check that, though. A lot of bourbons. There were three or four bourbon in the name this year. Bitters and Bourbon, I thought, was a good one. But that one's going to be tough to say coming down the backstretch, won't it, for Larry Comas? Bitters and Bourbon 100 times. There were some tongue twisters, definitely. Do you want to try and do the next one?
Oh, thanks! And if you're curious about what the other bourbon horses, there's Bourbon Scent and Bourbon Eyes, just for those who enjoy their liquors.
Lots of bourbon. Lots of bourbon this year.
Yeah. The winner of the Tongue Tie Award is Footsteps in Bronze. That's not too bad.
All one word. All one word. Footsteps in Bronze. So, I don't know. Footsteps in Bronze coming down the back stretch. That's going to be a tough one to say over and over and over again.
Now,
and
I'm sorry, but Giovanni Boldini, that's not bad.
No. But it doesn't sound like a racehorse name, does it? Giovanni Baldini. It sounds like a model.
That's a hitman.
Like an Italian model.
Yeah, that's a hitman in boxes.
Yeah, or that. One or the other.
Now,
good
this next
news
one,
is
that's
news.
A tongue twister. That's a tongue twister.
Good news is no news. I like that one. All one word. Good news is no news. The next one, I'm not quite sure. Not quite sure about the next one.
You know what this is? I know where this one came from.
Do you?
You know that last year during, I think it was the Breeders' Cup and the Triple Crown, there was one horse that the owner's son went online and named the horse, and he didn't know he'd done that.
Oh, yes.
He went on, he had the website where you go in and register the name of your horse on the Jockey Club website. He left the page open, and his 9 or 10-year-old son went in and filled out the form, so the horses ended up with the names that his son gave him. That's what happened here, except it was somebody's 3-year-old kid did that.
Must have been. The name is B-L-A-R-P, Blarp.
Blarp.
Blarp. How would you like to have a Triple Crown winner with the name, Kentucky Derby winner with the name of Blarp?
Blarp.
You can't even say it without just, you almost sounds negative when you say it, Blarp.
Blarp.
I like the next one, Home Run Kitten. Home Run Kitten was on the list. Hopportunity, H-O-P-P-E-R, Hopportunity. Mr. Tickler Talker. Mr. Tickler Talker coming down the stretch with Bitters and Bourbon. So that's going to be a fun one. Oogly Eye. I think there was another Oogly Eye that was in the horse news this week. I can't remember where. It was one a show or something. Snuggly Bear.
And if you put those two together, I'm pretty sure Oogly Eye and Snuggly Bear are both pet names that Wazowski's girlfriend Celia on Monsters, Inc. called him.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure those are both pet names that she called Wazowski.
Well, there's a Monsters, Inc. reference that we have. That's a Monsters, Inc. reference we haven't had in a long time. So, I'm Better Than Good. Another one on there. Mental Iceberg. I feel like that most days. I think I have a mental iceberg. No, they never.
Is that a new way to say brain freeze? Mental
this
iceberg.
This next one, though, you're going to. No, nay, never. There is a song named No, Nay, Never, No More. It is an old song that Jennifer will remember because the first year we worked at the Pennsylvania Renaissance Fair together, we were in a group that did a show, and one of the songs we sung was No, Nay, Never, No More. Remember?
Yeah, I can't listen to that song ever again.
I know. We heard it about 1,000 times. That's when I saw that. I thought of that. And another one, fun one, Vickers in Trouble. Maybe references some of the scandals that have been going on involving priests around the country. But,
I just found
trouble.
One that didn't make it to the Horse Nation list. Extra Sexy Hipster.
Extra Sexy Hipster, huh?
Yes. Yeah.
That well, there's another... anyway, so we'll keep an eye on everything that's going on with the Triple Crown, and we'll start covering that a little more intensely as things get whittled down and things start to happen, and we're in the early stages of all that. They're just starting to earn points to qualify at this point. So We'll keep an eye on all of that and who the early comers are and who the contenders are as we go along. I saw this other one. I don't know what this website is, angelfire.com. But anyway, I saw this list on there. We've done these before, but there were some new ones on here I thought would be fun to go over. You know you're a horse person when? So you ready for some of these?
I'm ready. We'll see how many I match.
You jump out of bed at 5 a.m. on Sunday to feed before an early ride, but barely hear the 5 a.m. alarm on Monday morning. That is so true.
There's a lot of those out there, yeah.
Yes. You'll get up at 3 a.m. on a Sunday. No, I pretty much, I can't help but get up early every day. You have more pictures of your horse in your office than of your family. That's true. Seen. I used to work at a very big retail company in the horse world, and there were definitely more pictures of horses than anything else. And dogs.
Let's see, I have 5 pictures of horses in my office. And, oh, technically that one right there, I have a cool picture of a steam engine in here, and there is a family member in the picture of the steam engine. So that counts as one family member. Right?
I don't think my picture is even in your office. Of course, yours isn't in mine either.
You're my screensaver. You're in here all
That's
the time.
That's right. Then you leave work feeling stiff, tense, with a stomach or headache, and all those feelings disappear the minute you go through the first gate to the ranch. So that's pretty much true when you walk in the barn. You drive up in the yard, get out of the car, and inhale the perfume of a manure pile. That's true. You talk like to the horses like they were your kids. Well, who doesn't do that? We all do that with our animals. Let's be honest. If we're honest, we do that with the dogs and the cats and the chickens and the goats, too.
Yeah.
All your stock has 4 legs. And that is true, because you surely don't have any of the paper kind.
No.
Speaking of which, did you see the picture the article I posted this morning on Horses in the Morning? It was over in England of the pony that was they found at 5 a.m. standing by the ATM machine.
Oh, that was too funny! Like, really?
Yes.
Making a withdrawal?
Yeah. The photo. Photo was taken at 5 a.m. and no one. Let me read the article to you because it was funny. Early risers in Cardiff, city center, were met with a bizarre sight of a pony standing at a cash machine earlier this week. The photo was taken at 5 a.m. and no one can quite explain why the animal is standing at the machine. Either he's having a bit of mare trying to remember his PIN number, or he's just waiting patiently for the cash to be handed out. A stable bank account is probably the only thing on his mind, so we're worried about his finances are in a bit of trouble, and he seems to have a bit of a long face. A lot of bad puns there. Maybe he's saddled with a few debts and just needs to pay them off instead of horsing around in the field every day, pretending that they don't exist. There's about 25 bad puns in that article. All in a row, right. But it was a cute picture. And I posted, as if horses don't cost us enough, now they're using our ATM cards. So
we're just saving the middleman right there. Just goes directly from the bank account to the horse.
He can just spend it on whatever he wants.
Yep.
Well, a couple more on the list here of, you know, you're a horse person. Let's see here. Hold on 1 second. I have to get back
your
to
your bicycle
it.
Is used as a bridle or saddle rack. I like that one.
Yeah. It's true. You spend a lot of dollars on a trip to Europe and end up spending most of your time watching horses. Most of the trips we end up on, horses are involved in some way. Mm-hmm. You have a terrible fall off your horse, and the only concern is your horse okay? That's true. Jennifer's done that one a few times. Mm-hmm. This is a good one, and this is true of hay, too. You find human hair in your food, and it makes you gag, but horse hair goes down fine.
Just fine. That's quite a great, yeah. Good nutrition there.
I mean, we eat our lunches in the barn. So,
I found some hay inside the silverware drawer the other day. Yeah.
Like, I'm telling you, there's hay everywhere. Everywhere in our house. You live with electric fencing taped around the lawn so the horses can mow it for you. Who of us haven't
yes,
done
absolutely.
That? We've all done that. Yeah, let me find another one here. Oh, here we go. After it snows, the pathway to the manure pile is the first thing that gets cleared, and then the front porch and sidewalk. That is true. If you aren't watching, you aren't interested in watching the news, but have to in order to catch the weather, so you know if the barn needs to be left open for the horses. True. We pretty much watch news for the weather.
Oh, I like this one. The first harbinger of spring isn't the red-breasted robin, it's the fly.
You know, we never really got rid of our flies down here in Florida this year. We've had their fly masks on every day. And
yeah.
I thought last year, but it's been very wet this year. We never had our dry season we're supposed to have like they have in California. And I wonder if that's why the flies are still around. Because I don't remember being around in the dead of winter last time.
Well, we also live in a neighborhood now that is a little bit more densely populated with horses. The other side of the, 5 miles away where we were, there were only probably 3 horses within a 50-acre radius. Here, we probably have 10 horses in a 50-acre radius, and I think that makes
sense. No, that's true.
Too.
Yeah, that's probably true. I love this one. A new friend walks in your door for the first time, takes a smell, and says with a smile, "I didn't know you had horses."
Yeah. Yep, I didn't change my jacket when I came back from feeding this morning, and my studio is awash with the heavy scent of dirty, wet horse right now.
You live hand-to-mouth and somehow come up with the $800 for the emergency vet bills. That is true, isn't it? You know, we're so frugal and we're so careful about what we spend our money on, and then the vet bill comes and somehow we pay it. I don't know how that happens sometimes, on the payment plan sometimes, but yeah, sometimes we
pay. Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah, that's when you go to Craigslist and you have a yard sale on Craigslist. You have for sale empty coffee cans, quilts for your bed that your aunt gave you several years ago for Christmas are for sale for $5. That's how you pay the $800 vet bill. Yeah.
Well, Jennifer is going to go ahead and get our first guest on the line here. I'll go over a couple more of these with you as we go along, and then we'll hear from Kentucky Performance Products here in just a minute. You drive by any field anywhere, and you look very hard for horses. This includes trips to foreign countries. I do find myself doing that. When you drive it around, and if there's a paddock that has a fence around it, you're always looking to see what's in the paddock. I wonder if other people, do non-horse people do that? I doubt it. I mean, we're the only ones that probably do that. You feel tired all day at work and sitting at your desk, and then you go to the barn and you ride 3 horses. How true is that? The first bills you pay each month are horse-related. You really don't need the phone anyway, unless you have to call the vet. Oops, better pay the phone. You don't have to be asked by your non-horsey family what you want for Christmas anymore, because they know now just to get you a gift certificate to a horse catalog. And the smart ones have figured that out. The not-so-smart ones haven't figured that out yet, but eventually they will. You know, there's more horse than computer to you when you buy a new one. I have no idea what that one was. You gladly lug 2 buckets of water through the rain, uphill, twice a day for your horse, but make your kids carry in the groceries. You know, carrying in the groceries does seem like a pain, but we will carry the water buckets a long way. Well, let's take a break for Kentucky Performance Products. Maybe we'll do more of these later in the show. Take a break for Kentucky Performance Products, and then we're going to come back with our first guest, and we're going to learn about socializing off-the-track thoroughbreds. At Kentucky Performance Products, quality assurance is a key ingredient found in every product they sell. Each supplement is manufactured to exacting standards in certified facilities. Their ingredients are sourced from highly reputable suppliers, and their formulas are fixed to ensure consistency in each bucket. So what does the promise of quality assurance mean to you and your horse? It means you can trust that when you purchase a supplement from Kentucky Performance Products, you will see the results that you expect and the quality that you can count on. They guarantee it. Kentucky Performance Products, helping you keep your horses healthy, sound, and competitive. Visit them at kppusa.com. That's kppusa.com. Thank you to Kentucky Performance Products for their continued support of Horses in the Morning. You can find all of their terrific products at kppusa.com or on Facebook. Follow them on Facebook today. Just search for Kentucky Performance Products. Well, if you missed it on Wednesday, we had a very good time playing the inaugural EquityMFG.com Celebrity Trivia Challenge. Gina Miles was here and played against one of our listeners who turned out to be a big fan of Gina's. And we had a great time with it. It was a whole lot of fun. And on Wednesday of next week, Jennifer has a score. She has set up Dean Reeves, who is the owner of Mucho Macho Man, one of the best horses to race last year. He is coming on as a celebrity, and the prize will be a signed Jennifer's a signed poster of Mucho Macho Man from the awards, right?
From the Vox Populi Award, yes.
Yeah, so that was a good find. It should be a lot of fun. So if you want to play Dean, go over to horsesinthemorning.com. There's a big banner in the middle page where you can sign up. Please do sign up, and we would be glad to have you play. We're going to be pick names basically out of a hat every week. And once you've signed up, you're in every week. We'll send you an email ahead of time to make sure that you can be there on Wednesday. And if you can, then you get to play the three rounds of trivia. And it went very well, and Gina was a good sport, and we ended up giving away some prizes, too. So hopefully you'll join us here next Wednesday for that. All right, Jennifer, you want to introduce our guest?
Coming up now, we have Dale Samantin from Horse Creek Thoroughbreds in Newell, South Dakota. He stops by each month to talk a little bit about off-the-track thoroughbreds and ranch horses and the fact that they can coincide. He has a lovely farm down over in South Dakota, where he not only breeds, raises, and races thoroughbreds, but he also rehabilitates horses that are finished racing. And he works with them, and they turn into amazing ranch horses for him. And he participated in the Retired Racehorse Training Project Trainers Challenge last year with Duck, and really wowed the crowd by working some cattle with his off-the-track thoroughbred. So welcome to the show again, Dale.
Well, thank you. Good to be
now,
back.
I'm glad that you stopped by. I hope you're hiding out somewhere in your nice warm truck or nice warm home, because I hear it's really, really cold there.
Yeah, it's 25 below.
Oh, my gosh.
We don't worry much about wind chill. That's the air temperature. We don't want to make it sound any worse than it is.
Dale, you couldn't find a big farm down here in Florida to move to?
I hear there's a big one coming up for sale.
Yeah.
Goldmark Farm, I heard, is going to be for sale.
There you go,
Dale.
You could.
Now I'm going to have to go look that up.
Yeah.
So you were, before we got on the air today, Dale, you had mentioned that you got a relatively new horse in there from Florida to South Dakota, poor guy, who hasn't been there for very long, and you were talking to me a little bit about how he tried to let you know what he needs, and he's hanging out in the barn right now because it's super cold and he wanted to come in. Tell us about the process that you use to socialize these racehorses from being really living a very solitary life in that they're not directly exposed to other horses. I mean, they're around them, but they can't really interact with them, to becoming happy, healthy horses that are turned out on the range. How does that happen, and how do you do it?
Well, it's kind of a step-by-step process. You have to keep in mind that these horses, if you've got a horse that shows up here when he's 8 years old, he may have never been turned out with another horse since he was a yearling. Similar, I suppose, to putting a kid in prison and turning him loose when he's 18. They don't have any social skills. I had a person that showed up and wanted to buy a horse, but he said, "I want you to turn him out in the barbed wire first." He said, "I bought one of these horses off the racetrack and took him home and turned him out, and he ran through three fences." Well, I don't think that was the horse's fault.
Doesn't sound that way, does it?
No. I turn these horses, I'll put them in a pen. First thing I do is make sure they don't have any hind shoes on. So if they kick something, they don't cut a hole in them anyway. And I turn them in a pen, and not a wire pen. a good corral, a pole corral, and across the fence from other horses. And I have a horse here that I'll use him for an example. His name is Seeking Beauty. He's a beautiful stud. He was in Florida standing at stud, and he was 7 years old when he got here, and he was kind of an invalid. His feet were real bad, and he'd wanted to lay around a lot. And so when he got to feeling better and we got some shoes on him and whatnot, I turned him in a big pen that's probably 100 feet square across the fence from Finn McCool, our other stallion. And I guess there's 7 or 8 geldings in there with him. And Finn would run up to the fence, and they'd curl their necks around each other and talk, and pretty soon Finn would leave, and I did it every day until nobody even noticed anymore. And then I went and got, you remove everything they have to fight about. You don't go hang a grain bucket in the corral and turn two new horses together, or they'll fight over it. So I went and got Finn one day and just put him in the pen with Seeking Beauty. And they went over and talked to each other a while, and they walked off. One of them went and got a drink of water, and that was all the fight there was to it. They didn't squeal, they didn't... So I opened the gate, let them out with the rest of the horses, and I think now there's 2 stallions and 8 geldings, and 1 horse that I just gelded last September. So you do it step by step, let them get to know each other, and I never turn a horse out that is by himself. I buddy him up with somebody. I always, when I was a kid going somewhere, I always had a lot more confidence when I had a friend than when I was alone. So I try to buddy him up with somebody, and then I turn them out so they know somebody. A little more stress relief too. So
yeah. Safety in numbers, they always figured, huh, with horses?
Well, yeah. And if you turn them out there alone, then the rest of them want to make sure they stay alone. Horses get jealous pretty easy.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's nothing new to them anymore, then they're pretty accepting.
Yeah. So if you were to get in several horses directly off the track at the same time, would you ever buddy up 2 brand new horses, or do you always try to buddy up a new horse with someone who's already established at your property?
Oh, I'll buddy up 2 new horses together. I just did that here 2 weeks ago. I got 4 new horses, and I started out, I had those two in each in a paddock. And then I could see there was one horse that was kind of a bully, but he'd been across the fence for a week or so with the rest of the herd. So I turned him across the fence, and then I put 3 together. And then I'll go get another horse that's been out with the rest of them and kind of integrate him with the bunch. And pretty soon you've got them all together. But you have to spend a lot of time, or I do anyway, walking around, seeing who gets along with who. There's some horses are just a lot more aggressive. I just got a horse here out of California that he'd been turned out for a year with a bunch of mares, And you know, he acts just like a mare. He'll pin his ears and kick stuff, and most of the time you don't see a gelding run around kicking other horses. But this guy is a he acts like a big old mare.
He learned some bad habits from the girls, did he? So do you deal primarily with geldings and stallions? Do you ever get mares into the farm to be rehabbed and made into range horses, or do you pretty much leave that to other people?
I pretty much leave the mares alone. I've got one mare left here, and I don't know what I'm going to do with her. I just really like her. She's you can call her and she comes like a dog. And other horses like her too, so you could kind of use her for a lead horse, I guess. I don't know what else to do with her.
So whenever you have horses that need socializing and they need to learn to live happily and safely in these group situations, are there horses that you come across that seem to do better in a larger group versus a smaller group? Like the bully horse seemed to do better when he had a whole bunch of horses to live with versus one or two other horses to live with. Do you find that consistent, that there are certain personality types that do better in a large group and other personality types that do better in a small group?
Yes, I think most of them are like that. For instance, Duck, he gets picked on if you've got him with forehead, then if you've got him with 10 head, he gets along great. I think most horses are that way. I wouldn't have a bunch over about a dozen horses because it's you got to go down there and feed them too much.
It gets a little hairy, doesn't it? Now, speaking of that, most racehorses that I have come across have a real propensity for being food aggressive whenever there's anything that looks like feed around. Are there any steps that you take to help alleviate that really stress-induced habit that they've developed? Is there anything special you do to help keep the horses and you safe when you feed them?
Well, I don't drain anything, so that helped a lot. When I feed them, I usually feed them from a tractor, so and I roll out round bales with the main bunch here. I think there's 12 head in that bunch. I might roll out 3 round bales at a time. So there's really nothing for them to fight over. The hay is, I don't let them run out. The hay is always there.
So they're never hungry enough to really feel food aggressive? Is that the goal?
Right. They don't have to fight for their feed. So that's what I said earlier. You take away anything they're going to have to fight over. There's no competition for feed. And I might have to go stand in the pen next to the water tank and kind of referee that. This one stud we got from Florida, he was afraid of the water tank. So we'd have to go. Yeah, we'd have to bring him in the barn and let him drink out of a bucket. And then we start moving the bucket closer to the water tank so he could drink. But you have to watch these horses because he just don't know how they've been taken care of. If they've always drank out of a bucket, well, that's, you know,
that's true. In many parts of the country, even as foals at their mare's side, as weanlings, their entire life they've drank out of a 5-gallon flatback bucket attached to a fence, so they would have no clue what a water tank was.
Exactly. And I had to trick him into getting up to the water tank. And now the other day I noticed he was scared of it again. He did get to where he was drinking out of the water tank, but now the other day he was rocking back on his hind legs and he was trying to make himself sneak up there. And so,
you sure so there wasn't a bobcat taking a bath in there, Dan?
No, there was a cat over there, but that might have been what was bothering him. I don't know. He doesn't mind him in his stall with him, so.
Poor guy. Kind He's a city boy through and through, that one.
Yes, he is. I don't know. I've sure gotten attached to him. I don't have any intention of standing a stud here, but he's kind of special.
Uh-oh. Does your wife know about this?
he kind of tears up anytime I say anything about selling him.
Oh, that's good. Score for you, Dale. Now, one last question before we... Go ahead.
He's a three-quarter brother to Jolie's Halo.
Oh, how about that? Wow.
Yeah, he's a pretty nice horse.
I wonder what the Florida horses think when they have to go to your place.
Well, they think it's okay in the summer.
Like they're being punished.
Well, I don't know if it's quite that bad. They do. I've got a horse here. His name is Race with a Plum. He's a Florida horse, and I call him Lucky. They were going to put him down at Suffolk Downs, and he's been here 6 years. So I don't know if that was punishment or not.
Well, that fascinating stories, and just thank you so much for coming over and spend a little morning time with us, Dale, because I know you have to get up at the crack of dawn to take care of livestock, and then we mess up your morning by gabbing and asking you silly questions about ex-racehorses. But it's just so interesting to see and hear the insight you have for the best of the old school horsemanship, you know, having tossed out the bad parts of the old school horsemanship and embracing the good parts of it. You're making some really great geldings, as you say. And give folks the name of your website and or Facebook page so that they can check out some of the amazing horses and your great blog posts that you have over there at Horse Creek Thoroughbreds.
Okay, you can find us at gatetograte.com.
Easy to spell. G-A-T-E, great, G-R-E-A-T.
Exactly. We've put together an incentive for people that bought horses from us. They can enroll their horse, and we've got some prizes they can win at the end of the year for people that have done things with their horse they got here off the racetrack, and that's going to be a lot of fun.
Cool. Check it out, folks, gatetograte.com, and thanks a bunch, Dale. You have a great day.
And thank you. I'll talk to you later.
I always learn so much from Dale. I love talking to him.
I have to throw in that I'm not really keen on the trip chain idea, so let me just throw that out there.
Well,
something
that everybody should try. That's not something that any old person should try. You're right. I know what he's talking about because I've seen them in use, and it's not what you think it is.
Well, you know, just throwing that out there for what it's worth. All right, so let's take a break for the Southern Equine Expo and our song of the day. And I picked the song because Wendy was going to be here. And Wendy likes to dress up. And Wendy likes her clothes, and she likes her hats, and she likes jewelry. So I picked the song from Adrian, Boots to Pearls. But now Wendy's not here, but she said she'd be listening. So this song is for you, Wendy. I'm dedicating to you, and we hope you get better. First, we're going to hear about Southern Equine Expo, which is coming up very quickly, and you can get warm by going there.
If you are looking for a cure for the winter blues, then the Southern Equine Expo is the answer. Formerly the Southern Horse Bonanza, the Expo will return to the Tennessee Miller Coliseum in Murfreesboro, Tennessee on February 14th through the 16th. During this event, attendees will enjoy clinics presented by nationally known horsemen, educational seminars, and hands-on demonstrations. And new to this year's Expo are competitions, including a blacksmith and farrier competition and a youth ranch horse challenge. Many past guests of the Horse Radio Network will be clinicians at this fantastic event. Chris Cox, Tammy Crawford, Dick Pieper, Chase Dodd, Lisa Wysocki, Mark and Miranda Lyon, and so many more covering a diversity of disciplines. Our good friend Wayne Williams of Speaking of Horses will be doing the announcing. Plus, it is one of the most affordable expos in the country at only $9 for adults for advanced tickets. Oh, did I mention the shopping? There is lots of it, and who doesn't need a shopping fix in the middle of February? If you live anywhere near Tennessee, plan a trip to Murfreesboro for the Southern Equine Expo, presented by Tartar Farm and Ranch Equipment. That's February 14th through the 16th. Visit them online for all the details at southernequineexpo.com.
Thank you.
Well, that was Adrian. You'll find all of her music. I think you just go to, just do a Google search for Adrian, and you'll come up with all of her music and her website. I'm not quite sure what it is off the top of my head. You're listening to Horses in the Morning. I'm here with Coach Jen. Jamie is off today. Wendy was to fill in, but she is sick and was coughing her head off when we talked to her, and we wouldn't allow her to come on the air because she didn't really want to hear it. But, Wendy, we hope you get better soon. We are brought to you today by Kentucky Performance Products. You can find all of their terrific supplements at kppusa.com. While the song was going on, Jennifer, and by the way, we have really bad ads coming up. Jennifer's going to take a shot at it. She's done it before and did a terrific job, so she'll be taking a shot at really bad ads today. I got to tell you, Jennifer, while the song was going on, I was checking out this story. Gucci was pleased to announce that it now has a relationship with show jumper Jessica Springsteen. And, of course, that's Bruce Springsteen's daughter. And so I got to thinking, well, they came out last year a couple years ago with a line of equestrian clothing. And I got to thinking, I haven't seen that equestrian clothing at any stores around here in Ocala. And I'm thinking that you'll only see them at stores in Wellington and in New York. And so I went on to their website at Gucci.com. And I got to tell you, I brought up some of the clothing. And are you curious as to what the clothing runs that you're buying, equestrian clothing from Gucci?
Yes, I'm very curious.
Well, I was curious too. And let me tell you what, it's not cheap. Not cheap at all. So I brought up Gucci Equestrian and I found their breeches. So they have a line of breeches at Gucci Equestrian. They start at $750. Yes, that is correct. A pair of breeches for $750. That's what they start at. And then they have these funny, you know, paisley sort of printed ones that you can find. And those run anywhere from $1,200 to $1,500 per pair of riding breeches. They have men's, too, by the way, and those run in the $1,200 range. You know,
that's reasonable.
Do you remember when tailored sportsmen were the expensive ones?
In the old days.
Yeah, when they were $180, $200 was the expensive breeches. Now you have Gucci, which is running. Now, they also have shirts, and the shirts, you know, like rat catchers.
Yeah.
Rat catchers, by the way, will run you between $300 and $600 each, for a set of 12. That's each. You know, you'd think it might be a set of 12, but it's not for a set of 12. That's each. So, just saying.
Wow.
And then I was looking here. They also have jackets, like winter coats. So they're made for equestrians, and a lot of them are just the poofy ones, and they look kind of like other winter coats. I didn't really see a whole lot different about them. But they start at $1,200 to $1,500, and they go up from there. By the way, you can pick yourself up a very nice leather coat, a leather Gucci coat that's part of their equestrian collection. They start at $3,300 if you're really wanting one.
Wow.
Yeah. I know.
I don't know. I'm looking at the Gucci Equestrian page right now, and
yeah.
it's very pretty, and they have her pictured in a pair of $1,250 ugliest riding boots I have ever seen at a price. They look like they're $14.95 rubber boots from the discount tax store. They're ugly. Ew.
They also have bits, although I haven't been able to find the price of the bits. I was kind of looking for the price of the bits because I thought, well, how much would a Gucci bit? Let me see if I can figure that out. How much would a Gucci bit run? Because this is definitely a different world than that's a Gucci bit bag. And I keep coming up with the bags and not coming up with the bits. That's the problem I'm having is I can't really find anybody that's carrying Gucci bits. Really pointing to the mouth there in the market.
Those aren't for putting in a horse's mouth. Those are for making into belts and handbags.
Well, if you would rather than have the Gucci bit, if you would rather have the bright bit leather top handle bag that has a little snaffle bit on the front of it made of the best and the finest leather, you know, it doesn't even say where the leather comes from or anything. It just says, straight from the archives, the iconic horse bit decorates our beautiful leather top handle tote. Simple, understated, yet undeniably elegant. It's the perfect working tote for fashion-savvy businesswomen. Black leather, antique gold hardware, hand-painted edges. And how much is the most that you have ever painted or paid for your working tote, Jennifer?
It's usually $6.75 or thereabouts.
Yeah, from yes, and most of the time that is true, but no, this one starts at $2,100 for your working tote with the bit on it. And by the way, it looks like a handbag. Just saying, maybe somebody else could tell the difference.
Maybe there are some subtleties that we just don't recognize.
Yeah, if you are one of those people that actually can afford some of the Gucci stuff, you just head over to Gucci.com, and it's right there. You can just buy it. If you're looking for the opening ceremonies of the Olympics, I was just kind of curious about that because I kind of thought they were supposed to be today, and they are at 11 a.m. today. Because of the time difference, it's kind of weird, the whole time thing. NBC has them at 11 a.m. Eastern time today, and they're re-airing them at 8 p.m. Eastern time tonight. So I guess we'll be checking out a little bit of the opening ceremony of the Olympics. Let's hope they go better than everything else that seems to be going for the reporters and the athletes and everybody that's over there.
You know what? They've changed it. I read somewhere that instead of having fireworks and light displays and laser show, it's going to be a candle ceremony.
Because there's no power right now.
Yeah, it's going to be a candlelit ceremony. Yep, very solemn.
It should be very interesting because, you know, some opening ceremonies have been like, you're sitting there going, what? And you have no idea what the heck's going on. You're just looking at the opening ceremonies going, what are they doing and why are they doing it? I remember, and of course, that's subjective and everything. I remember France a couple of years ago. We sat there going, what? But we'll see. We'll see what they do, what kind of homage they do, because a lot of times they do homages to their history and their past. So I don't know if there's going to be any references to Stalin in there or not. It should be interesting.
Yeah.
That's coming up today. And let me see what else I had for you. I just lost my show notes. Let me get back to them. Jennifer, I accidentally closed them, so I need to bring them back.
That little
up here.
X, that little X in the top, don't press that. Remember,
I know.
We went over this yesterday. Don't press the little X.
I know. How long have I been doing this? A long time. And I still accidentally closed my show notes. There was one other story I wanted to do here. Or maybe not. I think we've covered all the stories that we wanted to do today. There wasn't a whole lot of other fun news in the equestrian world. So let's just head off and start really bad ads.
Pay attention.
If you ain't met one by now, you're bound to sooner or later. He says one thing and he means another, but hey, he can't help it. He's a horse trader.
Horse trading. Well, it's a laissez-faire. Let the buyer beware. Horse trading, they tell a low-down lie with a sincere stare. Horse trading, well, if they're talking in circles and the deal ain't square, he's a master in the fine art of persuading. Horse trading.
That's right, it's time for Really Bad Ads, the time of the week when our users submit, when our listeners, rather, submit really bad ads from their Craigslist section, usually, of their local area. And it's amazing how many of these we get every week, and we appreciate everybody that has sent them in. And we read them off and have a little fun with them, and then award some prizes, which Jennifer's going to tell you about.
On this week's prize table from HorseGroomingSolutions.com, a grooming tote filled with products valued at over $100. And for a great example, go to our Facebook page where one of our listeners who won one just posted it. You need gentle, effective, economical products for your daily or show grooming needs. Look no further than the Horse Grooming Solutions brands that you have come to know and love, like Healthy Hair Care, voted number one horse health brand by consumers, Silverado Show Grooming, and Old Timers Equine. And you can find them all at your local tack and feed stores, or you can go online to horsegroomingsolutions.com. And weighing down the opposite side of the table, a gift pack from Dr. Rose's Remedies. Dr. Rose's Remedies Skin Treatment Salve is the product that we use here at the Horse Radio Network Studios to keep PT Scooter's ankles scratches at bay. They are anti-inflammatory, antibacterial, antiviral, and antifungal products. Dr. Rose's are made with all human-grade ingredients and are safe and effective treatments. Ask for Dr. Rose's at your local tack and feed supplier, or you can visit them online at drrosesremedies.com. And also new, very recently, Dr. Rose's Remedies is now also distributed through Intrepid International. So when you go to your local tack and feed supplier, if they don't carry Dr. Rose's, please do ask them to do so. It's easier than ever to get Dr. Rose's for your local tack store because it's distributed through a company they probably already buy from. So, drrosesremedies.com.
I know that's the one thing that has done a great job on PT Scooter's scratches. He really
yeah,
has done a good job.
Absolute must-have because his little white legs get scratches in the blink of an eye when it's warm and damp, and his little ankles puff up, and the poor guy, it hurts real bad, and then he wants to kick everybody. So we keep Dr. Rose's at hand at all times.
All right, let's get started. Today's first ad is from Chelsea Crowley, and thank you, Chelsea, for sending this in. And now, I'm not making this up. I'm going to read it exactly as it's written, and there's punctuation in the oddest places. You know, a lot of times we have ads with no punctuation. I gave those to Jennifer today. This one has punctuation in the oddest places. By the way, it's all capitals, but I'm not going to yell because I don't want to scare the dog. It is TB Whore, $750. Out of Montana, so all you Montana people, you can be proud today. I have a thoroughbred whore, at I don't know if she's pregnant by another hort or donkey, or might be, or no, wait a minute, or mid to be pregnant by Jack, .. She is tall whore. Her name is Minnie. Need to sell her fast. Don't email. She loads good. May have vices. Not too sure. Come see her soon. Thanks. She got new haircut now.
Haircut.
Well, you know, all good whores have to have a good haircut. So.
Oh, my goodness.
She's not sure if she has any vices, but she has a good haircut.
There you go.
This was a tough one. Jamie would have done a better job with this one because almost every word in it was misspelled. Almost every word. Yeah, and if you're gonna put an ad in for a horse, please make sure you spell the word horse right. Because, you know, TB Whore probably should be in the other section, the personal section of Craigslist.
That was misfiled.
Yeah, and then she spelled horse in another place, H-O-R-T-E, a horty.
Yeah, a horky.
Yeah, a horky.
Well, this next one's from Lindsay. Thank you very much for submitting this ad. Antique wood saddle, hand-carved horse mule, primitive 1800 farm barn, $75. Oh, wow, what are they selling? The farm, the barn, the horse, the mule, or the saddle? I'm not sure. Here we go. Primitive hand-crafted horse or mule saddle. Great old piece for rustic farm and western cabin ranch decor. Measures 19 by 14. Comes with all original leather straps and accessories as shown.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, it's bad. There might have been leather on the saddle at one point, but I think pretty much you're down to the tree now on most of it.
Wow.
Looks like there might have been stirrups at one time, too. I'm not sure. I'm not sure that what it is hanging over the middle of the back there.
Yeah, you know, when you read the archaeological journals and they've just dragged something up from the bottom of the ocean that's been there for 300 or 400 years, that's pretty much what this looks like.
Yeah, I wouldn't put it in my house. I'm not much for antiques, but this goes beyond even that.
That needs to be professional.
They wanted $75 for this antique saddle, 1800s. It looks like a military saddle, doesn't it?
They have a name for that. I recognize the saddle horn is really like the size of a pie plate, and there's a name for that type of saddle, but one of our listeners is going to have to post it on Facebook because I don't remember.
I don't remember either. We'll post that ad on Facebook, too, so you can see the saddle. We'll make sure we do that today.
It's memorable.
The next one, I took the short one, the next one.
Thanks,
very short. Robin sent this one in, and it says, in need of free baby horse. That's what's in the title, and this is the ad. Looking for free baby horse, 350 fenced acres.
Really?
Yeah, I'll tell you what. You put that baby horse out in 350 fenced acres, you're never going to find it again. This is going to be gone forever. How long would it take you to find one baby horse in 350 fenced acres?
Yeah, there's something wrong there. Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, though, who wouldn't want to have 350 fenced acres? Because I'll tell you what, first farm we lived on had 100 acres, and you had to walk a long way to get your horse. If your horse was the other end of the field, it was a long freaking way. So, no, I wouldn't want 350 fenced acres.
No.
It's a big way to go find your baby.
Yes. Thank you very much, Robin. This next one here is from Charlotte. Trade my horse
Good luck
for trail them. Sled. Charlotte.
Good
Trade
luck
my
with
horse
one,
for
Jennifer.
Trail sled. $2,800. Oh, this is going to be tough, I can tell. Berlin, New Hampshire. All one word. I have a gorgeous registered paint 8 years old gelding. 15.1 hands, green horse broke, ready to join in any direction. Trainer wants him, would trade for a nice modern sled, two-stroke, or we prefer four with turbo diesel if possible. Two sleds. Depends on what you have, would be nice to have trailer two. Depends on deal, you can offer, please email. Me or call anytime. Late, thank you. Happy holidays.
What are they trying to trade for?
I haven't the foggiest idea what they just said.
You know what I think it is a snowmobile. I think they're trying to trade for, because they call them sleds in some places, and I think they're trying to trade for a snowmobile. And oh, by the way, she's very picky about what snowmobile, because it goes on and says, sled, we prefer an Arctic Cat F7, Skidoo Touring 800 or 1000, must have air ride suspension, four-stroke sled, all makes considered, must be mint-like or gorgeous. So there you go. They want to trade. Now, did you notice that they really didn't tell us anything about the horse in this ad?
No,
so they want to trade a horse.
It's a gelding.
8-year-old gelding worth $2,800, and it's gorgeous. It's registered, but we don't know whether it's a paint. We don't know whether it's a quarter horse. We don't know whether it's a Frisian. We don't know anything about the horse because all they really wanted to talk about was what sled they wanted.
Right.
Probably not going to really entice anybody.
Yep. The boyfriend has broken up with the girlfriend. The boyfriend is trading out the horse. Yeah.
Yes. Doesn't know a damn thing about it and hates that horse.
Yeah, just wants it out of there, and please get me a new snowmobile.
Yes. I want a new snowmobile. Well, Ellen sent in the following one. daughter wants to start horseback ridding. So my 3-year-old daughter wants to start ridding. I am very green when it comes to ridding. I have only ridden at field trials and friends' farm, but not a pro. We figured that out.
No kidding.
But would like to maybe half lease a horse with someone.
I don't think that's maybe. That's Mobby.
Oh, Mobby. Yeah, they would want a Mobby half lease a horse with someone. Or if someone had a pony that needs to be ridden, I could come by a couple times a week and clean stalls and take the horse out for exercise. I'm sure we could work something out. Thank you for your time, Jameson. So there you go. If you have a horse that just needs ridden by a 3-year-old, call this Jameson up, and I guarantee you that you won't have any problems with that whatsoever.
No, that's going to work out beautifully.
Yes.
Always does.
Yes, especially when they call for the pony that doesn't get along with anybody. That's the person that's going to call and have the 3-year-old come out and get dumped on its head. Basically, what's going to happen there. Just saying. Thank you, Ellen. That was a good one. Frank sent the following one in, and it's our trailer of the week. Oh, geez. another convertible trailer. This one's a four horse, and this is what the description says. Good shape. Will haul two four wheels. Will haul two four wheels. Great trailer, but the reason for the low price is there's no title. That's not the only reason there, buddy. Please, no emails. Did it give the low price, Jennifer?
It does give the low price. It's just low. We'll go with that.
Okay. Well, that's good. No roof. And I think this one was actually meant to have a roof at some point. It wasn't meant to be a convertible. And it pretty much has rusted out sides. It has the wheels that are, again, completely covered up by the grass and the weeds in the back of the field. The hitch looks like it might actually work because it's in the up position. Now, whether it's going to actually come down is a different story. And it's covered in rust. And it's white covered in rust. So Jennifer will post this on Facebook, another tremendous trailer find. And I'm sure everybody's going to want to take it home. I'm not sure what the wheel haul super wheels is.
Yeah, look in the background. There are three extra wheels back there. Look behind it.
Oh, that's what he's trying to say, is there's extra wheels. Because
extra
the ones
wheels.
On it are flat. Got it. All right. That's a deal then for whatever the low price is.
More reasonable. Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you very much, Holly, for this one. Looking for starving, one-eyed, three-legged Nubian goat. Not any other kind of goat. Nubian goat. Do you have or know of Nubian goats that are truly in need of a better home where they will be taken care of and given lots of love? I do lots of rescue, everything from little birds to starving horses. I have been trying to build a small herd of Nubian goats for years, but when I get some good spending money on healthy animals, it never works out right. I have 3 acres of great pasture and 4 roomy box stalls. I feed hay and grain. And when the kids are born, they spend lots of time inside watching movies and are fitted with little tiny
sweatshirts. Wait a minute.
In cold weather.
Wait a minute. I assume she's talking about goat kids. She brings the goat kids to the house to watch movies?
I'm not sure. Please contact me if you have a doe, buck, or kid who needs a great home. No guilt trips from me. I will pay a reasonable fee. Very strange.
So if any of you out there have a starving, one-eyed, three-legged Nubian goat, you can call Sally because Sally would love to have it.
Yeah. Wow. That kind of creeps me out.
I know, the whole ad kind of creeps. You can just picture the place, can't you? You know exactly what this place looks like. You know exactly what it looks like. And to use the words 4 roomy box stalls is probably pushing the issue. That's probably being generous. Just saying.
Yeah.
Beth sent the following one in. What's that?
I said, next one's yours.
Yep. Beth sent the following one in. Free trail horse to a lifetime horse. Free trail horse to a lifetime horse. Oh, geez. I am Cocobing for a super calm free trail horse about teen hands. I broji my back 4 years ago and need no souk horse, just for light riding. My property, it would woodcooked be a lifetime loveling hone. I had previous horse 17 years.
Wow.
Let me just review how some of the words are spelled. I am Kokkibing, K-O-K-K-I-B-G. I broke was B-R-O-J-E. And he is seeking was spelled S-O-O-O-O-K.
Yeah.
Really have no idea what this person was looking for.
Light riding Erebud. Yeah, Erebud.
I don't know if they want to a trade or if they want to sell or if they want to buy. I'm not sure about any of that on this ad.
But it'd be a Louvre big home.
It'll be a Louvre big home. Yes, it will.
Yeah.
Thank you, Beth.
Oh, boy. Thanks, Beth, I think. Uta is up next. Wouldn't be really bad ads without an ad from Uta. In search of beginner-friendly, confidence-building small horse or medium-large pony in Mount Vernon. I can see it coming now. looking for a horse or pony kind enough to be used to teach my 6 and 8-year-old how to ride. Must be able to ride them alone. So I'm looking for something old and lazy, which would be perfect. I can handle most health problems as long as the horse or pony still has a couple of good years left. Excellent home and daily turnout. So she just wants to have throw her kid up on the horse while she goes out and does
yes.
something else.
Yes, my guess yeah. is this person doesn't know anything about horses. That's my guess. I'm just saying.
Have to be able to ride alone.
And don't we all want an old, lazy, slow pony? Because they just don't exist. That's what everybody wants.
Yeah, but as long as
anyway.
He's got a couple of good years left.
The next one sent in by Robin, Belgian draft mare, $1,500, near the junction of 12 and 32. Well, you know right where it is. Oh, I'm going to hold the name for last. 5-year-old Belgian draft cross. Excellent confirmation and gait. Halters, leads, stands for farrier with food. Will load and travel. Can deliver for extra fee. Don't know much else about her. Came to me after the Bastrop fires. Have not had a saddle or harness on her, but she's plenty smart. Now, again, you know what we say about the names of horses. We talked about it earlier in the show. And I can see why they named her this, but I kind of think you should rename her because I think it's a bad omen. Because this horse came out, obviously this person was kind enough to take the horse after the fires because the owner probably cannot keep the horse anymore. And I'm sure that this person renamed the horse, and the horse's name is Cinder. Yes, C-I-N-D-E-R.
Yeah, the poor thing. It's going to have to remember all that all over again.
It doesn't seem right. You don't want to be reminding Cinder of the fires every 2 minutes. So I'm kind of thinking that you should change the name and would somebody come and buy this horse for $1,500. It's plenty smart, but it probably doesn't do anything because we don't know. We're not sure. But it's a Belgian draft, so somebody go buy that horse and rename it to something lovely, like whatever all Belgian
sunshine.
Drafts are named.
Name her Sunshine.
Or Sally, or, you know, when you have a draft horse, it can be only one word. It has to be short. That's the requirement for a draft horse.
Two-syllable max.
Joe, Ted, you know, Sam. Those are the kind of names you name draft horse, not Cinder. That's just bad. That's a bad taste. All right, we have two prizes, Jennifer. We have the Dr. Rose's Remedies gift pack. And, I'm saying for the Dr. Rose's Remedies gift pack that when people see this saddle, from the 1800s, it's the oldest saddle we've ever had trying to sell on really bad ads, that's for sure. So I'm kind of right. thinking that we'll go with Lindsay for the Dr. Rose's. And what do you think about about Chelsea for the Horse Grooming Solutions gift tote? Because Chelsea was the one that posted the Thoroughbred Whore. And
I think the Thoroughbred Whore should be a prize winner, yes.
You know, anybody that, you know what, I just going to keep myself out of trouble and shut up there. Chelsea, congratulations for winning on this really bad ad because it was really bad. And then Lindsay also, and we thank everybody who sent them in. Keep sending them in. You want to send them to Jennifer at horseradionetwork.com and put really bad ads in the subject line and also copy and paste the entire ad into the email because by the time Jennifer gets to it, sometimes the ad is gone. So definitely
yes,
copy
pictures,
everything.
If you are not seeing any of your ads showing up on Horse Radio Network's really bad ads on Fridays, it's because you keep sending links.
Don't do that because by the time Jennifer gets to them, they're gone. Not that she doesn't want to post them, it's that she can't. So definitely copy and paste the whole thing. Pictures, everything, right into the email and send them off to Jennifer. And don't post them on our Facebook page either because they'll get missed.
Yeah, and put an ad in the subject line. Because any email that shows up in my email box with no subject gets deleted.
Yep, really bad ads in the subject line.
That's right.
All right, very good. Well, Jamie should be back here on Monday morning, and Jennifer and I will as well. We have a lot of good guests planned. Now, Monday, we have a special treat for us. I don't know if it's a special treat for you yet, but it's a special treat for us. And that special treat is we have Kat from Eat Your Tart Out joining us, and she has sent Jamie and Jennifer and I two containers. And in those containers are smaller containers. Of 9 different smaller containers, each labeled with numbers. And in each one of those little containers is a piece of chocolate. Now, Kat is known for being a chocolate connoisseur and a lover of all things chocolate. And she finds all of these, because she writes a food blog, so she's interested in this stuff. And she exotic chocolates are even more of her thing. So she has sent us 9 different samples of some very exotic chocolates. We have to taste them and guess what's in them. And it's a little scary, because if I see anything that looks like a bug, I'm not tasting it. Sorry, Jennifer, you can try it. I'm not tasting a bug one. I kind of peeked and looked, and I didn't see any that looked like they might have had whole bugs in them. That doesn't mean they aren't cut up. Although she did say, to, because Jamie's a vegetarian, she did say there was no protein, right? There's nothing.
She said there are no animals in, there is no animals. It's vegetarian friendly.
That, do bugs count as animals? Does that count for vegetarians?
I'm not sure. But that doesn't mean there won't
probably
be tofu chocolate. There could be tofu chocolate in there.
I'm willing to try tofu chocolate, but anything with bugs I'm not willing to try. So it should be interesting. We have to guess and see how many of them that we can guess. And she did tell me that some of these bars, a one bar, like chocolate bar size, cost her up to $13 to $15. So it's very expensive stuff that Kat has sent to us. Kat will be joining us for that. That's coming up on Monday's show, along with other good stuff, I am sure. So be sure to join us then. And download the app. Go to the App Store, iOS or Android. Just search for Horse Radio Network. All the other shows on the Horse Radio Network are out or coming out today. So hop on over and check out some of the others. Thank you to everybody who's listening from new countries around the world. We've had some new ones pop in here this week. We welcome you to the show. Do you want to do Jamie's line? Because now it's become a thing and one of us has to do it.
Sure, I can do that. Spay, neuter, and geld, people. It's important. And get professional help.